You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And indeed it is a very good morning, boys and girls. I tell you what, I just saw the sunrise just now. Absolutely stunning coming out over there, over the Bay of Panama. And a very good morning. Welcome to Monday. Yes, it is Monday. It is the first day of this short week. It's also the last day of the month of October as we go into November. 31st of October today. This is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3, of course. Cool FM. Lovely to be with you. Let's take a look at some of the events relevant to today's day. It's quite a few, actually. Of course, Dia de la Canción Criolla in Peru. That's been recognised today. Halloween, of course, and related celebrations. It's got Alan Tide is being celebrated in the county of Cornwall over the United Kingdom. Halloween, Ireland, Canada, United Kingdom, United States, and other places. Hop to Na in Isle of Man. Had to be, didn't it, really? The first day of the Day of the Dead, celebrated until the 2nd of November in Mexico. And moving on from Halloween events, Girl Scouts Founders Day today being celebrated in the United States. King Father's Day, or King Father's Birthday Day today in Cambodia. National Unity Day in India. And Reformation Day in Slovenia, parts of Germany, Chile, El Salvador, Dominican Republic, Evangelical Churches and Lutheran Churches as well. And enough. We go through them. The last one for this morning, October holiday today. Yes, now this is observed on the last Monday in October, and that is in Ireland. You can imagine, what day is it today, Paddy? It's October Day today.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Around.
Just move on up toward your destination. Though you may find from time to time complications.
And two great tracks bring us in this morning. We started off with Alphaville, and that was big in Japan. And it was a German synth group, by the way. And that was taken off their 1984. It was their debut album called Forever Young. Single was a success in many countries, including Germany, Sweden and Switzerland. And also the group's only UK top 75 hit, reaching number 8 on the UK singles chart. The song also reached number 1 on the Hot Dance Club Play in December of 1984. And this one, well, what I'm going to tell you about this one, of course, this is Curtis Mayfield. And Move On Up. The brilliant thing about this song, apart from the actual music and the artist, is the fact that it's 8 minutes long, which meant it gave me plenty of time to go to the bathroom, have a shower, get a cup of coffee, and come back. This is Take That. Affirmation.
It's just a fraction of time until we move in reverse. Can feel the pressure in all our minds on the whole universe. Is it a question of force? A metaphysical law?
I wanna fill you with love. I wanna see you survive. Just take a second to know yourself. For the rest of your life, we're just a minute away from the place that we wanna be. We're not really falling apart, we're just incomplete. We're not really falling apart, we're just incomplete. We're just incomplete. We're just incomplete.
And there they go. Yes, I quite like that one, isn't it? Take that and affirmation. Here on The Breakfast Show, that's brought us to, well, we're a few seconds away from 16 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. So I suppose we better get you, well, in the shower, spruced up, and on your way to wherever it is that you're going. Hopefully you're going to enjoy yourself this morning because it's a beautiful day. Looking out the studio window, oh, the sun is shining. Oh, here we go. In the shower this morning, dancing in the street. That version, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra there, dancing in the street. And it's time, come on, chop chop, get you out of the shower and on your way to wherever it is you're going this morning. Now here in the city, just take a look if you can out over the bay, looking out into the water there. What a beautiful sunrise this morning. It was amazing earlier on with all the bright oranges and the dark oranges and a little bit of blue in the corner, and it just makes you wake up and say, ah, you know what? It is a beautiful day.
I don't know why you think that you could help me when you couldn't get by yourself. And I don't know who
would ever want to tell the scene of someone's dream. Baby, it's fine. You said that we should just be friends. Well, I came up with that line, and I'm sure that it's for the best. If you ever change your mind, don't hold your breath. Look, you may not believe that, baby, I'm relieved when you said goodbye. It's my turn to fly, so girls get in line, cause I'm easy, you know, playing this guy like a fool. Cause now I'm alright, you might have had me caged before, but not tonight. And you may not believe that, baby, it's a beautiful day, I can't stop myself from smiling. If I'm drinking, then I'm buying. And I know there's no denying that it's a beautiful day, and it's not, and the music's playing. And even if it started raining, you wouldn't hear this boy complaining. Cause I'm glad that you're the one. I'll take up my time with thinking of a breakup, and you've got another thing coming your way. Cause it's a beautiful day. Beautiful day. Oh, baby.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a beautiful day. You're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Gonna show.
Well, of course, we started with Michael Bublé, yes, Mr. Bubbly, and that was It's a Beautiful Day. This one, that's Ian Matthews, and Shake It. Jacksons, of course. And Can You Feel It? Time on The Breakfast Show. Time to take a little break.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imuento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Sweet Down Little Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tires and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me, and they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Valley Motors, 6431 0419.
La línea 1 del metro pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely, and a very good morning to you. What a beautiful morning. Sun is shining. It looks like it's going to be a nice day. We will be taking a look at the weather, though, the official one, later on, not just the studio window one. Right, let's take a look, shall we, at some of the items that we'll be looking at a little bit later on at 8, 9 o'clock this morning, coming out of the, well, some Panama news stories. Starting off with the Foreign Minister of Panama, this is Janaína Tewani. She called for a global and universal standards. And she said that because they're keeping Panama on the discriminatory lists, and that this must be discussed. Now, Tewani participated in a third meeting of SELAC-EU foreign ministers, which took place in Buenos Aires on the 27th of October. In that meeting, the Panamanian foreign minister emphasized the commitment that Panama has in the fight against money laundering, tax evasion, and the financing of terrorism. She affirmed that despite the enormous efforts that exclude discriminatory lists that affect development and economic growth and the attraction of investments in Panama, they insist on keeping us on the list based on standards created in organizations in which even some of its members maintain an opacity that could facilitate evasion and are not forceful in either preventing or prosecuting this type of activity. We are concerned that the treatment is not equal, she remarked. For this reason, from this rostrum, I make a responsible call for global and universal standards to be discussed in this matter, in truly participatory and inclusive forums, she added. Quite rightly so, too. The situation in the Social Security Fund, CSS, especially in the Arnulfo Arias Madrid Hospital Complex, where most of the population of Panama City is cared for, is serious. This was recognized on Saturday by the entity's director, Enrique Lau Cortez. Well, on October the 20th, CSS administrative workers, including those from the Department of Domestic Service, went on strike, demanding salary increases, which is negatively affecting the final disposal of garbage and hazardous waste. Lau even warned that the work stoppage could generate a health crisis in the Arnulfo Arias Madrid hospital complex. And in the words of the director of the CSS, the complex has been disinfected, something that has not been disinfected, something that must be done daily. Well, yesterday the protest was in its 10th day. Currently, the Ombudsman's Office is a mediator in a dialogue table that was installed last Friday. This is between CSS and administrative authorities, although in that first meeting there were no agreements. The next appointment is expected to be on the 9th of November. Luis Lee, who is the General Secretary of the National Association of Administrative Officials of the CSS, calculated that the strike is supported by 16,000 administrative workers, both in offices and in maintenance and general services. They say that they can only comply with what the law establishes. So, well, we expect them to comply with the law, Lee pointed out regarding the 2015 labor agreement. It is true that the fund must guarantee biosafety and health to patients, but it must also be responsible with the rights acquired with its most important asset, which is its human resources, concluded the secretary. The Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIAP, called on the government to respond with actions that help build trust, this in order to continue generating investment in the country and strengthening our rule of law. Through the Sunday column, La Cámara Opina, the Chamber recalled that in the month of July of 2019, the Panamanian Consumer Confidence Index marked one of its historical confidence levels with 129 points. However, 3 years later, this index has fallen to the lowest levels of mistrust that have been recorded since the measurement was conducted in the CCIAP 15 years ago, which now marking 61 points. A former official of the public ministry was charged with the alleged commission of the crime against the public administration in the form of theft of firearms and against public faith for falsehood. On Saturday, two different hearings were held on this case where judges Jose Felix Sanchez and Abis Hein endorsed the requests made by the prosecutors, also ordering the provisional detention measure for the former official. The plenary session of the Supreme Court of Justice declared legal the precautionary measures applied to Linda Gesto Johnson, a personal friend of former President Ricardo Martinelli, and one of those involved in the Odebrecht case. In the word of Odebrecht, in the world of Odebrecht bribes, Gesto Johnson was known with the pseudonym Periquito Uno, and she is one of the 49 people accused of the alleged money laundering commission, and therefore has the precautionary measure to prevent her from leaving the country. Andrei Rebello, by the way, former major of the, or mayor, it says here, of the Brazilian construction company in Panama, told the prosecution that he opened accounts for the four women to transfer funds as family support at the request of Martinelli himself. The drive-throughs where swabs are carried out, specifically those established in Emilio Arroyo Stadium, Mega Mall, and Arroyo Cayu, will have a special schedule due to the national holidays. Thus, these sites will open on the 2nd of November until 1 p.m, while from November the 3rd to the 5th, they will not provide the service to the population. On November the 6th, they will continue to be closed to the public due to a fumigation and cleaning process, while on November the 7th, they will open at normal hours from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., reported the Ministry of Health in a statement. On November the 10th and the 28th, the drive-thrus will also be closed for it being national holidays or national days. And the Ministry of Health reminded the population, please, of the importance of complying with biosecurity measures. And that's it. There we go. There's some of the things in the local news. We'll look at those in a bit more detail later on at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. Take a deep breath. Let's sit back and relax, shall we? With Annie Lennox.
Don't I still live for you?
yes. Annie Lennox and Cold. Tell you what, if you like those nice, smooth tracks, well, join me tomorrow, because tomorrow being the 1st of November, we play sort of, well, much smoother music in the morning. So that'd be nice. Give me a chance to rummage through my music collection and expose you. expose you to some of the, well, softer side of my music. Like that one, Cold from Annie Lennox. And this is The Crash Test Dummies. Vacancies if anybody needs a job.
Once there was this kid who got into an accident and couldn't come to school, but when he finally came back, his hair had turned from black into bright white. He said that it was from when the cousin smashed his sword. Once there was this girl.
Test Dummies. Yeah, that's it. If you keep an eye on the time, 13 and a half minutes exactly right now, before the hour of 7 o'clock, top of the hour, we're going to take a look at some of the international news headlines today. At 7.30, we'll look at some of the business news, and also between the two, look at the weather report. Got a little bit of cloud out there, the sun's sort of in and out, but it's definitely a beautiful morning this morning. I tell you, we've got a couple of smileys for you. Yes, we like smileys, don't we? Yes, of course we do. In the year 1587, alright, 1587, remember the date, 1587, on this day, 31st of October, Leiden University opens, or Library University Library opens its doors. after it was founded in 1575. It took them a long time to open the door, didn't it? They must have lost the key or something. Right, and here's another one. This comes from the Hollywood mogul, Samuel Goldwyn. And he's quoted as saying, "The scene is dull. Tell him to put more life into his dying." Well, I was smiling anyway.
Freckles form a line around your face, and I get lost when I try to find my way. I start to tumble down, pick me back up off the ground. Teardrops boiling in a pot of gold, and we drink up till we're wrinkled and we're old. We can always fly away. I mean every word I say. Ever think what if we never met? You love me, but you don't know it yet. Everything is just an accident, a happy accident. Ooh, 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 ooh. Limbo, and we're going lower still, and we plan love, put it on a windowsill in another time and place. Where I never even had the chance to see your face. Everything would if we never met. You love me, but you don't know it yet. Everything is just an accident, a happy accident. Everything is just an accident, a happy accident, a happy accident, a happy accident.
Saint Motel is the name of the group, and that was Happy Accidents. This is Beth Nielsen Chapman, and she's a happy girl.
Crying on
There's that. We like happy girls, don't we? Beth Nielsen Chapman there, and Happy Girl. So we had Happy Accident, Happy Girl. Oh, how about Happy People? This is the Pet Shop Boys. Keep your eye on the time. We're 6 minutes right now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Take a look at some of the international news at the top of the hour.
Suddenly I'm praying, wish the day away, and another without your day.
tell you what they were really like back in your days in the United Kingdom. Blooming, a British six-piece pop group. They were in business really from 1969 to, I think it was about 1977. Over that period, they had six top 20 hit singles in the UK singles chart, released five studio-based albums, and according to AllMusic, they have been immortalized on a string of compilation albums, each recounting the string of effervescence hits that established them among Britain's best-loved pop groups in the early 1970s. Oh, I can say that, well, I remember it well.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
Cuidado, te caes. Ay, Marta, contesta, por favor.
Hola, querido, ¿cómo estás?
Marta, me estoy volviendo loco. Los niños no se quedan quietos. Tengo que mandar un montón de documentos y planificarme para la semana. Recuerda que estoy en teletrabajo.
Ay, Richie, relájate. Solo abre el HP Smart App en tu celular. Conéctate a la impresora y podrás resolver todo.
¿Ah? ¿Qué hablas? ¿Eso qué tiene que ver con los chiquillos?
Bueno, en el app tienen plantillas para que le imprimas a los niños para que pinten. Tienen cosas de Halloween, juegos, de todo. Y luego usa esa misma app para escanear tus documentos, sacar las copias y hasta imprímete una agenda para que anotes todos tus pendientes.
¿Sabes qué? Por eso es que te amo.
Imprime, escanea y comparte con tu impresora en cualquier momento y lugar. Conoce el estado de los consumibles. Imprime cientos de plantillas divertidas. Miles de funciones al alcance de tus dedos. Conoce las promociones que DataSurf tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas compatibles con HP Smart desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y agiliza tus procesos con las impresoras HP y HP Smart.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
And I tell you what, I'd just like to remind you about something else. Now, one of the things that you may need to do is send money to friends or relatives or pay for something or whatever. So you've got to move money around. You know one of the best ways to do it, don't you? To send money around the world? Western Union, of course. Now, by visiting their agencies, or you can now do it also through our online app. What's even better, you can start on one and go to the other. You can start on the app and put in all the information, etc., etc., and then go to one of their agencies and make the transfer. It's as easy as that. Yes, money transfers that work for you. Go along, check them out. That's at Western Union.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And what we're going to do right now, 3 minutes after, we're coming down for 3.5 minutes after the hour 7, we're going to look at some of the international news for today. Brazilian leftist leader Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva very narrowly defeated President Jair Bolsonaro in a runoff election. But the far-right incumbent did not concede defeat on Sunday night, raising concerns that he might contest the result. The Supreme Electoral Court declared Lula the next president with 50.9% of votes against 49.1% for Bolsonaro. The 77-year-old Lula's inauguration is now scheduled for the 1st of January. U.S. President Joe Biden congratulated the newly elected president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, for his victory on Sunday in a free, fair and credible elections, and said that he looks forward to continuing cooperation between the two countries. Now, 12 ships carrying grain left to Ukrainian ports on Monday, despite Russia having abandoned a United Nations-backed deal to guarantee exports from the war zone, suggesting that Moscow had stopped short of reimposing a blockade that might have caused world hunger. Air raid sirens blared across Ukraine and explosions rang out in Kiev as Russia rained missiles down on renewed air attacks. Ukrainian officials said that energy infrastructure was hit, knocking out power and water supplies in several areas. The death toll from a suspension bridge that collapsed in India rose to 134 on Monday, including many children, as police detained 9 people as part of a criminal investigation into one of the deadliest accidents in the country in the past 10 years. Footage from just before the collapse showed a group of young men taking photos while others tried to rock the bridge from side to side before they tumbled into the river below. This is as the cables holding it together gave way. South Korean investigators combed footage on Monday from more than 50 state and private closed-circuit TV cameras, as well as from social media, looking for answers as to how a surge in Halloween partygoers trapped in narrow alleys killed so many people. As the country began a week of mourning, the death toll climbed to 154. Another 149 people were injured, 33 of them in serious condition. At least 26 citizens from 14 countries were among the dead. A man threw a petrol bomb attached to fireworks. This was at a centre for processing migrants in the southern English port of Dover on Sunday, and then killed himself, a Reuters photographer has said. Now, the attacker, a white man in a checkered shirt, drove up to the centre of a white Seat sports utility vehicle at around 11:20 GMT. Now, he got out, threw 3 petrol bombs, one of which failed to go off, the photographer added. The United States should stop trying to contain and suppress China and avoid creating obstacles to the relationship, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi told his US counterpart on Monday. Wang also said in a Monday phone call with US Secretary of State Antony Blinken that export controls that Washington imposed on China severely damaged its legitimate rights and must be rectified, according to a statement from the Chinese Foreign Ministry. Twitter's new owner, Elon Musk, appeared to have deleted a tweet which was posted on Sunday referencing an unfounded theory regarding the attack of the husband of U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi at their San Francisco home. The since-deleted tweet was in response to one by former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who blamed the attack on hateful rhetoric by the Republican Party and linked to an L.A. Times story about the suspect promoted far-right conspiracy theories online. And Shanghai's Disney Resort abruptly suspended operations on Monday to comply with COVID-19 prevention measures, with all the visitors at the time in the park announcement were directed to stay in the park until the return of a negative test for the virus. The resort said at 11:39 a.m. local time it would immediately shut the main theme park and surrounding areas, including its shopping street, until further notice to comply with virus curbs. Gosh, imagine you test positive, you'd be on the Big Dipper for months in China. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're 8.5 minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock, and we're on 89.3 Cool FM. Thank you. That's Mr. John Waite there. Missing You. Time on the Breakfast Show, keeping an eye on the time. Coming down for 12 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. I like that remix. That's the Forthright Radio edit of George Michael, of course, and Star People.
We're going to take a look at the weather at exactly 17 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, see what's happening during the day. Said it was a lovely sunrise this morning, really was. Weather forecast for the 31st of October. We're going to start over there in the province of Colón at the Costa Riba. Temperature-wise, 31 degrees is the maximum, with 21 being the minimum today. Thermal sensation, not too bad, at 36%. And 36 degrees and 75% relative humidity. So 36 thermal sensation and the humidity there at 75%. Again, not too bad. And looking at what the weather is, it's going to be partially cloudy over there today, which I guess really is what we could describe today as over here as well. So partially cloudy, chance of isolated showers during the course of the afternoon, and it will be partially cloudy again tonight. Moving across to West Panama, let's see what is happening over on this side of the isthmus. Temperature-wise, 31 degrees being the maximum temperature and 21 the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius, that's right, for the thermal sensation. And 76 relative humidity, so pretty much the same. Perhaps it's going to be like that for the whole day. That would be rather nice, isn't it? Partially cloudy this morning, chance of isolated showers in the afternoon, and tonight will be cloudy. Moving up the coast a little bit to us here in the metropolitan area, 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 22 the minimum, and 36 degrees the thermal sensation, 76 relative humidity. So there we go. It is pretty much the same for all of us. So we get this, don't we? This sort of time of the year, we get this little false summer, don't we, for a few days. Then we had a good downpour yesterday afternoon. But we get this little false summer, then we get some more rain, and then eventually 15th of December. That's when it all starts, isn't it? So anyway, we're looking at we're going to move out now to the Gulf of Panama, and we're looking temperature-wise, maximum of 30 degrees out there, with 24 being the minimum, 35 degrees Celsius the thermal sensation, and 79% the relative humidity. Chance for a few showers out in the Gulf during the course of this morning. This afternoon it'll be partially cloudy, and tonight those few showers will be returning. I imagine quite a few of you are looking at taking the old gym pals out over the holidays, aren't you? That's what we used to do years ago. Friends, we used to go out fishing over the holidays, out to the Perlis Islands or out even further to Pinas Bay. Anyway, completely digressed. Let's take a look, shall we now, at some of the maritime conditions, talking about your boats. We're going to start with the tides for this morning, starting on the Pacific. Low tide, the first one, that was at 1:35 this morning, and that was 0.73 of a metre. High tide, that will be not too long, in around about 22 minutes, at 7:42, and that's going to be 15.4 feet, 4.69 meters, which is 15 foot and 4 inches. It's quite something, isn't it? Low tide, the second one, that'll be at 2:09 in the afternoon, 0.58 of a meter, and high tide, the last one, that'll be at 8:23 tonight, and that'll be 4.48 meters. So that's 14 feet and 7 inches. Amazing, isn't it? Low tide. The one in the afternoon, that was just 1 foot and 9 inches. So there's a tremendous sort of difference over there, especially when you compare it with the Caribbean, which is what we're going to take a look at now. Low tide, that was at 12:20 this morning. That was minus 0.09 of a meter. High tide, that was at 6:50, and that was 0.15 of a meter. And the low tide will be at 10:09 this morning. Getting quite a few in this morning, aren't we? And the last high tide, that's not going to be until 5:16 this evening or late afternoon, 0.43 of a metre. But if you look at the movements on the Pacific and, say, looking them on the Caribbean, we went from low tide at minus 3 inches, then we went to plus 5 inches, and then we went to 3 inches. Incredible. Never ceases to amaze me, and I've been here forever. Right, there's the tides for you for today. Actual sea conditions, starting on the Caribbean side, Caribbean Sea, we're looking at 16 to 18 kilometres an hour coming from the southwest during the course of the morning. Waves, though, if you're boarding, not too bad at all, just 1 foot. Good conditions continue in the afternoon. No change with the waves, just 1 foot. Winds changing very slightly, 20 to 22 kilometres an hour. In the afternoon, that'll be coming from the west-northwest. On the Pacific, what have we got? Well, we've got 6 to 8 kilometre an hour winds, very light, just a breeze, and that'll be coming from the west-southwest during the course of the morning. And waves, though, for boarding, still very good, 1 foot on the Pacific. Good conditions continue in the afternoon, 12 to winds and the waves picking up slightly, 12 to 14 kilometre an hour winds in the afternoon coming from the south-southwest, and the waves, they're going to go up to 2 feet from 1 foot. So there we go. That's it. There's your weather for this morning here on the Breakfast Show. Portman, and that was Happy Ever After. Now, I tell you what, remember, if you like that kind of music, stick with us tomorrow. Tomorrow being the 1st of November, it's all going to be smooth and soft here on The Breakfast Show. And talking of that,
stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then
afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. I practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come true. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. Time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you.
They don't make them like they used to, you know. Nancy Sinatra together with Dad, Frank Sinatra there. And that's a lovely, lovely track. I love that one. And yes, let's, oh, of course, it's something stupid. Yes. Let me try to remember. Time on the Breakfast Show. Time for us to do this, and we're going to take a look at some of the financial news for today.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Valley Motors in Clayton, Sweet Down Little Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Valley Motors, 6431-0419.
Hello, les saluda su amigo el hacker y les traigo otra de mis hazañas. Ayer tumbé al hospital más grande de la ciudad. ¿Saben cómo lo hice? Me enteré que Samantha de Recursos Humanos cumplía años. Le envié un email con un certificado de regalo de su spa favorito. Samantha se emocionó y lo imprimió ahí mismo en la impresora de la oficina. Lo que ella no sabía es que ese certificado tenía mi código malicioso. Tan pronto la impresora lo leyó, logré infiltrarme en la red del hospital. Ups, lo hice de nuevo. Ahora no solo tengo la seguridad del hospital en mis manos, sino también todos los datos de sus pacientes.
Los ciberpredadores trabajan sobre tiempo. ¿No es hora de que tu seguridad lo haga también? Con HP Wolf Security, tu empresa jamás hubiera sido penetrada. Conoce las promociones que DataServe tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas con HP Wolf Security desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dsfma.com y cámbiate a las impresoras más seguras del mundo.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
It is indeed, and great to be with you this morning, 28 minutes, and that's before the hour of 8 o'clock. And let's take a look, shall we, some of the international business news for this Monday morning. European stocks and main currencies fell on Monday. This is ahead of an upcoming Eurozone inflation data fed the Bank of England and RBA rate hikes later in the week, and as Russia's withdrawal from a Ukrainian grain transit pact sent wheat and corn prices higher. The regional stocks 600 index was nudged lower by 0.6% to minus 0.8% drops in the mining and oil and gas sectors after weaker than expected Chinese factory data pointed to the ongoing slowdown there. Eurozone October inflation numbers due shortly are seen hitting a fresh record of 10.2% year on year in what will make for more uncomfortable reading for the European Central Bank, which is targeting 2% price growth. Combined with news that Italy's economy grew far more strongly than expected in the third quarter, Eurozone bond yields moved higher. EUR and GBP, although the euro succumbed to another bout of US dollar strength. Oil prices fell by more than a dollar on Monday after weakened the expected factory activity data out of China and on concerns that the country's widening COVID-19 curbs will curtail demand. Brent crude futures dropped $1.17 or 1.2% to $94.60 a barrel. That was at 0900 GMT, extending Friday's 1.2% decline. U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude was down $1.25 or 1.4% at $86.65 after losing 1.3% on Friday. Russian oil production and exports have declined slightly in October. Kommersant Business Daily reported on Monday saying that output is poised to fall further owing to an EU embargo expected in early December. Production of Apple's Inc.'s iPhones could slump by as much as 30% at one of the world's biggest factories next month due to tightening COVID-19 curbs in China, a person with direct knowledge of the matter said on Monday. Manufacturer Foxconn, formerly Honhai Precision Industry Company Limited, is working to boost production at another factory in Shenzhen City to make up for the shortfall, said the person, who declined to be identified as the information was private. Senate Republicans want the SEC to explain why staff are leaving the nation's corporate watchdog at the highest rate in 10 years amid a flurry of proposed rules, according to a letter seen by Reuters on Sunday. The private letter, dated the 27th of October, from Senate Republicans to the chair of the Securities and Exchange Commission, Gary Gensler, adds to a mounting criticism that the United States regulator lacks the internal firepower it needs to accomplish its ambitious rulemaking plans. Twitter will revise its user verification process, Elon Musk said in a tweet on Sunday, just days after he took over one of the world's most influential social media platforms. Whole verification process is being revamped right now, Musk said in his tweet, without giving more details. Twitter is considering charging for the coveted blue checkmark, verifying the identity of its account holder. Technology newspaper said this is Platformer, reported on Sunday. Now, they cited two people familiar with the matter. And sticking with Twitter, the new owner, Elon Musk, has denied a New York Times report about laying off Twitter employees at a date earlier than the 1st of November. This is to avoid stock grants due on the day. In a response to a Twitter user asking about the layoffs, Musk tweeted, "This is false." The New York Times reported on Saturday that Musk has ordered job cuts across the company, with some teams to be trimmed more than others, and that layoffs would take place before the 1st of November date, when employees were scheduled to receive stock grants as part of their compensation. And that's it. We've always got an Elon Musk story, haven't we now? He's going to get even better now he's got Twitter. But he'll just deny it. We're 23 minutes. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. This is the Boomtown Rats. Monster Monkeys.
Lipstick world where nobody cares. It's a long way down there. I can take you there.
That is Stereo MCs and Connected. The one before that, Boomtown Rats and Monster Monkeys. Now, I don't know about you, I was listening to that, I thought, now that reminds me of something. I worked it out, it was this one by Stereo MCs. If you keep an eye on the time, we are 15 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock, and let's take our little trip. I'm going over to Greece to see Renee and Rick, and Renee says, good morning and happy Halloween. We've been taken by surprise when we learned that Greece started daylight savings yesterday, a week earlier than the US, so now we are 7 hours ahead of Panama instead of 8 hours. Getting things ready to move to the house probably next weekend. Oh, that'd be nice. We bought a vacuum cleaner. Well, you are lashing out, aren't you? You know what I found about vacuum cleaners, really? I mean, you pay a lot of money for them. Well, they suck, don't they, really? Yeah, I know, I'm sorry. You asked if we could play... You mentioned a couple of songs, so I thought, yeah, I'll definitely play one of these, because when I was in Singapore, I had an old Ford Console, and I painted it all purple. I used to drive around with the windows open playing this song.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had one long horn and one big eye. I commenced to shaking and I said, ooh-wee. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One-eyed.
Well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you, cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed.
had one horn flying purple people eater sure looks strange to me.
One horn?
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
I want to get a job in a rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater, pigeon toad, undercoat, flying purple people eater. Friendly little people eater, what a sight to see. And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground and he started to rock, but really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a bop, bop, a boop, a lap, a loom, bam, boom.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater, pigeon toad, undercoat, flying purple people eater.
I like short shorts.
Flying purple people eater. What a sight to see.
Purple people.
Well, he went on his way and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead. Play rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Well, like the last bit. But yeah, no, that's absolutely true. I did. I had a Ford console, and I used to have a purple go-kart as well. I used to race a go-kart. A go-kart, actually, believe it or not, a go-kart with gears, and had a beautiful Bultaco engine. Like, completely, completely goes at a completely different angle. Yeah, the go-kart, and I used to tow it around with my, my purple go-kart was towed around with my purple Ford console. Now, I tell you what, there's one thing is when you see that, you know, one of the groups that you really liked at the time, I mean, they're still going, and they brought out a new album. It was released, I think, around about the 22nd of the month. And so I sort of downloaded that over the weekend to take a listen. And the band, Simple Minds. And I thought, am I going to like this or not? Well, I've listened to it a couple of times, just going through, and do I like it? Yes, I do. Here's a track off of the album, and this track is called Vision Thing. And there we go, that's the track called Vision Thing, Simple Minds' new album, which is called Direction of the Heart. In fact, it's the 19th studio album by the Scottish band, released as 21st of October. And on the 24th, but we're going to go back in time, on the 24th of October back in 2020, Simple Minds finished the recording of a new studio album in Germany. On the 14th of June of 2022, Simple Minds announced the forthcoming release on the 21st of October of that album, the new album, The Direction of the Heart, on BMG. Most of the new album's tracks were written, created and demoed by in Sicily, by the way, where both Jim Kerr and guitarist Charlie Burchill live. Now, unable to come to the UK because of COVID-19 quarantine rules, Simple Minds recorded the album at Hamburg's Chameleon Studios. Now, according to the album liner notes, Direction of the Heart features fewer musicians than any previous Simple Minds album, with Burchill performing guitars, most of the keyboards, most bass guitars as well, as well as programming much of the drumming. And speaking of the new album, Kerr stated, "How to make a feel-good electro-rock record during the very worst of times. Direction of the Heart is the result of that challenge. Who would have thought we'd have had so much fun creating it? And doing all the work yourself, saving money too."
Oh,
go. That is the Rolling Stones and All Down the Line. And that's bringing us up towards the top of the hour. I tell you what we're going to do in the next hour of this morning's program, seeing it is Halloween. I know a lot of people celebrate it over the weekend. But of course, it is today is, I guess, the official date, isn't it, for Halloween. So in the next hour, we're going to play sort of scary music. Yes. There's a few artists I can think of we could do playing scary music. But we'll look at some Halloween-themed songs in the next hour of the programme. As of for right now, it's time to go and check out the news.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Yes, indeed. And time on the Breakfast Show right now. Well, it's time for me to remind you about a couple of things. Firstly, just to let you know, because I think you already know anyway, but it is lucky because the Perfectly Balanced beer has arrived here in Panama. Now, if you like taking care of yourself, but also enjoying your time with your friends, Amstel Ultra has arrived, the lightest premium beer on the market. And here in Panama, it's only got 69 calories. So you can enjoy it with no regrets, all right? So there you are. That's good advice for you coming from Amstel Beer. Now, the other thing, of course, is to remind you about Cool FM. Now, what do you think about the possibility of winning a weekend for two, with breakfast included, or being able to buy those stews that you want so much, or a dinner for two in a local restaurant, or maybe a relaxing massage? Well, here's your opportunity to win these and many other prizes by filling out our survey on the website, Cool FM Panama. That's the homepage. Go there and complete the survey that appears on that page. And every week, they'll be giving out a winner here on Cool FM. So cheer up. Oh, go on. And participate. Only for Cool FM listeners, and I keep telling you. We know who you are. Yep, we do. Right, I said we would play some Halloween-slanted music in this hour of the morning sub-programme.
Thank you.
coming from the Rocky Horror Show. Yes, over at Frankenstein's place. Apparently there's a light on. We've got a couple of requests to get through. I tell you what, let's say a very good morning to Christopher Boatman. Says, good ghoulish morning, Jerry D, Yasmin, and listeners. Could we please hear Dead Man's Party by Oingo Boingo? Oingo Boingo.
Thank you. morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Well, it was an evening not to forget. First of all, we had a little private event on Friday with just some friends and family sort of thing. Of course, having some adult beverages. And then on Saturday, we opened up the floodgates and they came. Oh, did they come? And they didn't leave, which was kind of cool. I'm from the old school trick-or-treating. You go, you trick-or-treat, you look around, you see what's cool, and then you walk on. These people stayed, and I think they were watching the movie or something, but I just was like, what am I supposed to do? I have got 30 people in my front yard, and they're not going anywhere. They were lovely. There were angels. There were vampires. There were skeletons. There were all kinds of wonderful little creatures of the night, and so adorable, and lots of candy, and I gave them marshmallows, and I explained, be careful by the fire. Then I realized they don't know to toast the marshmallows, so... Oh, they just would eat them right off the stick. I'm like, well, you're supposed to heat them up a little bit. So I had to go over there and show them to heat it up. And they just, you know, some of the traditions that you hold in your memory, and not always for everyone else. So, you know, I had to kind of teach them how to roast marshmallows. It was interesting. It was fun. It was crazy. We finally closed down after opening up about 6:30, about 8:30, 9 o'clock. And we did not even go through half the candy. I gave out handfuls and handfuls and handfuls of candy. And I still didn't give it all away. I overbought. Oops. Well, you know, you just didn't know. But it was happy evening. We had fun. The kids have fun. We even had the kitty cats and dogs come around and whatnot. So it was an evening fit for all. And we were just tickled that we were able to enjoy this with our lovely community. The issue was last night, about 6:30, 7 o'clock, I had some kids outside the gate yelling, what's going on? Open up, let us in. I was like, I'm sorry. The event was last night. We're not open tonight. See you next year. And they're like, oh, we're sad. I was like, well, yeah, I'm sad too, but what are you going to do? I can only do this once a year. All right. So Halloween is now hung up its hat and it's off we go to the next event. Back to you in the studio.
They say that I'm a witch and that I weave a spell. Well, I'll use my eyes to invite you, my lips to delight you, and all the charms of the feminine wiles to excite you. They say that I'm a witch and that I weave a spell. Well, I'll be a son of a and a wonder. Tell you, brother, I'd rather be burned as a witch than never be burned at all. I use my songs to entice you with verses to devise you, and all of my bags of tricks to shoes and rice you. They say that I'm a witch and that I weave a spell. Well, I'll be a son of a and a wonder. Well, let me tell you, brother, I'd rather be burned as a witch than never be burned at all. Want a gal who would be a pal, who would never look at another, who would be good and true and take care of you. Sorry, you want another. Use my charms to undo you, my arms to unglue you, and all of the hex of the weaker sex to voodoo you. Yes, they say that I'm a witch and that I weave a spell. Well, I'll be a son of a and a wonder. Well, let me tell you, brother, I'd rather be burned as a witch. If you want a love who's a turtle dove, who will bring your life little joys, who is sweet and shy with a gentle eye, I'll take the men, not the boys. With my eyes to invite you, my lips to delight you, and you never can tell when I'll use my cheeks to bite you. They say that I'm a witch, but I weave a spell. But I'll be your son of a and a wonder. Well, let me tell you, brother, I'd rather be burned as a witch.
The other night, about 12 o'clock, I thought I'd go downstairs just to check the lock. When I heard something in the house, I don't mean seen a mouse. I swear they were spooks, spooks, spooks. I know they were spooks, 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 spooks. Couldn't move, just stood and stare. I never was so scared. The first spook spoke and I heard him speak. He said, "What's say, go make the back door squeak. We'll tease the cat and hound the pup and raise our spirits up." Oh, Lord of them spooks, spooks, spooks. Those scary old spooks, 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 spooks. You don't have to take my word, but I heard what I heard.
The next spook spoke, he said, "Suppose we make the faucet start to drip and make the shutter shake. You let me know just what you want.
This is my red haunt.
Beware of them spooks, 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 them mischievous spooks, 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 spooks. I ain't spooking, man, I mean that I've seen what I've seen."
A big spook spoke, he said, "Spike, my son." He said, "I'll show you how to scare up some fun. But next time when you wail, see here, you make it louder and clear. Watch out for them spooks, spooks, spooks. Or those nasty old spooks, 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 spooks. Maybe you don't think it's so, but I know what I know." Last spook turned to his spouse and frowned. Said, "I thought I told you to wait in the ground. But you look awful cute tonight. In fact, you look afraid."
He's talking about spooks, spooks, spooks. Real genuine spooks, 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 spooks.
No use to putting up your dukes. You just can't fight to them spooks. Cutting out of here, man. I don't dig the jive. No.
Wait for us, wait for us, wait for us, wait for us.
Two great ones in a row. We had Eartha Kitt starting us off there, and I'd Rather Be Burned as a Witch, and following on Louis Armstrong from 1954, that one, and Spooks. And that's brought us to 29 minutes. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock this morning. And let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou says to us, she says, here we go, got it right here. Good day, everybody. The only bad thing about sunny days is that it gets too hot. Well, it keeps the vampires away. By the way, take some garlic with you. Could you please play Devil Woman from Cliff Richards?
So I came into you, sweet lady, answering your cool spook box.
I tell you what, there's another one. Vintage Vampires there. No, that was Baron Diamond and the Vampires, and that was the Transylvania Twist. They don't make them like they used to, happily. This is the Radicals. Or the Radiacs. She's my witch.
Love is strange. Oh no. When there's beauty on the inside, the outside is nothing to
Did you like that? She's My Witch. Was the first one, and then Strange Love from the Frankenmeanies. In actual fact, Karen O. Time on the Breakfast Show. Well, time for us to take another one. This is AHS Coven, The Devil Within.
I made myself happy.
Yes, and that's the devil within. And tell you what, let's say a very good morning to Felipe. Good morning to you, Felipe. He drops a line. And he says, in kind, could you please play, by the way, wishes everybody a happy Halloween. Could you please play Black Magic Woman? And it's the Fleetwood Mac version.
Got a black magic woman. Yes, I got a black magic woman. Got me so blind I can't see. Ooh, that she's a black magic woman and she's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. You're messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby, 'cause you might just break up my magic spell.
There we go. That's Felipe this morning. His contribution, Fleetwood Mac there, and Black Magic Woman. Keep an eye on the time. We're 12 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Don't forget, top of the hour, we'll be taking a look at the local news for you. And in the last hour, yeah, we'll have a chat with Yasmin, see how her weekend went. And also, I know she's got a couple of tracks from this day, Born on This Day in music. Moving on with our our sort of Halloween themed music. How about this one? It's from My Chemical Romance. Welcome to the Black Parade.
When I was a young boy, my father took me into the city to see a marching band. He said, son, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned? He said, will you defeat them, your demons, and all the non-believers, the plans that they have made? Because one day I'll leave you a phantom to lead you in the summer to join the Black Parade. We'll be right back.
There we go. My Chemical Romance and Welcome to the Black Parade. This is Sting. Dead Man's Rope.
A million footsteps is left for drags behind my right. I keep walking from daybreak till falling night. Days turn into weeks and years, and years turn into lifetimes. Just keep walking like I've been walking for a thousand years. Walk away in emptiness, walk away in sorrow. Walk away from yesterday, walk away tomorrow. Walking to escape, or escape from your affliction. You'll be walking in a great circle, in a circle of addiction. Did you ever wonder what you've been carrying since the world was black? See yourself in a looking glass with a tombstone on your back. Walk away in emptiness, walk away in sorrow. Walk away from yesterday, walk away tomorrow. Walk away in anger, walk away in pain. Walk away from life itself, walk into the rain. Hanging here in space. Now I'm suspended between my darkest fears and dearest hope. Cause I've been walking, now I'm hanging from a dead man's rope. With hell below me, and heaven in the sky above. I've been walking away from Jesus' love. Walk away in emptiness.
All these wandering.
There we go, yes. Take us to the end of our Halloween segment this morning. Sting there and Dead Man's Rope. Right, it is the top of the hour, so let me just tell you this. This particular version of the news from Amstel Ultra, the lightest premium beer on the market. They're presenting the local news here on The Breakfast Show.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Perfect paradise, tearing at the seams. I wish I could.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Another one of those Tamla Motown songs with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Absolutely brilliant. And The Four Tops and Reach Out. I'll be there. Another album that I came across on the weekend when taking a rummaging around, relatively new album, is called Being Funny in a Foreign Language, which I've tried and it really just doesn't work. It's the fifth studio album by the English band, the 1975, released on the 14th of October. Many of the band's 2020 shows that were postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic were ultimately cancelled on the 12th of January of 2021. Now, during this time, lead singer Matty Healy teased future music under their previous name, Drive Like I Do, and said that the band was working on their fifth studio album. However, there was no indication as to when writing, recording or mixing would be finished. Well, on the 14th of February of this year, the band deactivated their main social media accounts, hinting at new material. Well, the album title and track listing were revealed to select fans through postcards, believe it or not. Here's the things you get in the mail. The band released its first single from the album, Part of the Band, on the 7th of July. The second single, Happiness, was released on the 3rd of August. And the third single, I'm in Love with You, was released on the 1st of September. The fourth single, All I Need to Hear, was released on the 21st of September 2022. And the album, well, that's all sort of released now. And I have got a copy of it. Yes, I downloaded it. I'm very happy with it so far. I am. I do like the band. 1975 is the name of the band. And this isn't one of those tracks that I mentioned. This is called About You.
About you.
And that's it about you from the 1975. And remember the name of the album, Being Funny in a Foreign Language. And so far, I haven't laughed, but it's a good album. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're 27 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock on this morning's show. And I tell you what, I think I'm going to go down the check down the road because I haven't seen her for a long time, you know. Hello, anybody in there?
Hello, good morning.
Oh, hello.
Happy Monday.
Oh, it is, isn't it? I'll tell you what.
Feels like Friday.
Well, it soon will be, won't it? Because Wednesday's going to be Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I think we're going to give ourselves a treat. Let's have one of these. Okay, that's enough. Do you want to overdo it?
Yes.
So, hey, Bean, I mean, because you went off to an event on Friday, didn't you?
Oh, yes, on Friday. We got an invitation to go to Museo del Canal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They had the second version of the late nights at the museum.
Oh, late nights.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay. So they stay open late nights.
Exactly.
Is it just sort of open or it's a special event? Or?
Yeah, it was awesome because they had live music, mm-hmm. they had food, they had things for sale.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it was awesome. We really love it.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you enjoyed yourself.
Yes, very attractive. Yeah. And, of course, the people from Pedro Mandinga were there,
mm-hmm.
and La Rana Dorada.
Same people.
So yes.
Don't mix them.
Yes. They had presentations by Elefante de Venus, Enlaces,
oh, okay.
John mm-hmm. Decord, and we went to the an exhibition. It's
mm-hmm.
a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Casa Santana with Carolina Hausman. She's the curator.
Mm-hmm.
And the exhibition is about Samuel Fosso.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Samuel Fosso?
He is a photographer.
Okay.
Uh-huh. That was very interesting because she was explaining everything about his life
mm-hmm.
and how he got involved in photography.
Oh, okay.
And that was, yeah, very interesting, and he's very famous.
Oh, good. We should have him on the show then.
No, well, he's not from here. He's from Nigeria, I guess. Nigeria.
Nigeria?
Africa, yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wonderful. You can still come.
Yeah. But this is a very, very nice event. Just,
oh, wonderful,
you know, right
yeah.
now mm-hmm. at the museum, they have a lot of exhibitions. They have like mm-hmm. 4 exhibitions, I guess, so we didn't have the time. Just in those few hours in the evening,
mm-hmm.
it's like a short time.
Yeah, yeah.
So I talked to Hillary. Remember Hillary?
Mm-hmm.
Hillary?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She
yeah.
works
mm-hmm.
there, and I said, well, you should do it during the day and also at night.
Mm-hmm.
So people can go to all the exhibitions during the day and then at night enjoy the music,
exactly.
music and mm-hmm. performances
mm-hmm.
and everything. So she
mm-hmm.
said that's a good idea, so maybe in the next Berlin they're going to do it.
Okay, don't forget you get your 10%.
Oh, yes. But yeah, it was a really good idea.
Oh, okay, well, that's excellent. What mm-hmm. else did we do over the weekend?
Let me see, on Saturday... not just shopping, I guess,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For my son's birthday, because it was on Sunday.
Oh, of course.
We had the party with the family,
mm-hmm.
all together. It was fun, too.
I tell you what, it's late, but we might as well get it in. That's enough, because it was yesterday.
Thank you.
We'll have to get something for Ian.
Yeah, thank you very
much. Give us his birthday list.
Yes.
All right, good. Right, now, let me see. That was Saturday then, and Sunday, so you did the birthday. Oh, was he out practicing this weekend as well?
He was what?
Practicing his rowing this weekend or not?
On Saturday, yes.
Oh, Saturday.
Saturday morning.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you did your supermarket?
On Saturday, because Sunday was very busy.
Mm-hmm. 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 Oh, good. So today is a day of rest.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to the municipality with my good lady
mm-hmm.
to get my sticker.
Oh, that's good. Finally.
Yeah, well, same for you, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, May.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how long I've been there. Nobody tells you it's ready.
Exactly.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there we go. You'd think they put something in the newspaper or something, wouldn't you? Or on the breakfast show.
Oh, really?
Anyway, and you've got a couple of This Day in Music.
Mm-hmm. Born This Day in Music.
Mm-hmm.
Let me talk about the first one, Ross Ballard.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in 1947, singer, songwriter, and musician from English rock band Argent.
Mm-hmm.
Who had the 1972 UK number 5 single Get Up and the hit and God Gave Rock and Roll to You.
Okay.
Ballard has written songs for many artists including Santana and Brian May.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to play Hold Your Head Up.
Good.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hold Your Head Up. Do you remember that one, yes?
No.
No, I mean, well, I remember it when I heard it, but I haven't played that for a long time.
No, yeah.
So that was a good choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And what was your second one?
The second one is Bernard Edwards. He was born in 1952, producer and member of Chic. 1978 UK number 7 single, The Freak, produced ABC, Power Station and Rod Stewart.
Yeah, I never realised that. Rod Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
That's clever. Yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
La Freak.
Freak out.
Yes, freaking out. That is Chic. Oh, and there's Lala. Can you hear Lala, yes?
Yeah.
Hola, Lala.
She's singing.
She's singing. Yeah, see? She's a freak. So there we go. Let me see. What was I going to say to you? Oh, yes. What are you going to be doing today?
Today I have to get some photos.
Okay.
For foundation, Oides Vivir.
Okay.
So I'm going to be...
Mm-hmm. Okay, that was a good busy day then.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
It's always nice to be busy.
Oh, yes, of course.
I tell you what, I'm rummaging around the what records were about yesterday. I came across this one. It's from Rima. Mm-hmm. It's quite unusual. It's called Calm Down.
Okay.
And you enjoy your evening.
Okay.
And your morning.
Thank
and
you.
Your afternoon.
Thank you, too.
All right, yes. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
got a small war. As me, I wake up, now she did my mind.
It's called Calm Down. It comes from Rima here on the Black Show. We've got a mad parrot. And you're like, yes, yes, yes. Lola, good morning. Hola. I just love live radio. Next thing is she wants more seed.
Every single word makes sense. Has anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? Oh, he freed a lot of people, but it seems a good die young. Yeah, just looked around and he was gone. Has anybody here seen my old friend John?
Tell you what, just love it. That is, of course, the song Abraham Martin and John, featuring Beverly Knight on there, and with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, which is what I really enjoy. Right, it is time for us to think about going off and doing something else for the rest of this Monday. It is Monday morning, and if you just joined us, we're finished. Big thanks this morning. Let's say a big thank you to Ingrid. She obviously had a great time over the weekend with Halloween over there in Elvira for all the locals and for the kids and everything like that. How nice is that? So big thanks to Ingrid. Big thanks to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, doing all our social media and everything like that, all those things that I can't do. Big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over in Windsor in the United Kingdom, and he gets a lot of our background information we use on the programme as well. And as always, thank you to the boys and girls at Grupo Grada, all right, for getting us going in the morning and shutting us down in a couple of seconds' time. And do stay tuned, because Two Chat SOS is coming up with Gigi, and you don't want to miss that. Always great programming here during the day on Cool FM. I will be back with you tomorrow. Tomorrow is Tuesday, 6 o'clock in the morning. So I just want to say a big thank you to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. And, well, what do I want to be doing in the morning? Come on, listeners, what do I want to be? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, so from me, Jerry D, until then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.